兄姐妹，大家早上好。
This is indeed a very special morning that we are gathered here to celebrate the 12th anniversary of the KD Christian Community Church.
今天早上呢是一个非常特殊的日子，因为今天早上我们聚集在这里，一起来庆祝我们中国凯蒂中国教会成立十二周年的日子。
We want to thank God for what He has done in the short history of this church.
我想为神献上感谢，在过去我们短短的那个教会历史的短短的过程当中，神在我们当中所行的大事。
Look back at the turn of the century, there was a large influx of mainland Chinese immigrants settling in Katy.
我们在回顾在这个新的世纪之交的时候呢，我们有很多的华人呢来到凯蒂这个地方呢安顿下来，安家立业。
Most of these immigrants have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the church counted the council of the WCC felt urgency to share Christ with our kinsmen from mainland China.
我们从国内的这些大陆同胞呢，大部分都没有听说过福音，所以呢，当时的凯蒂不是凯蒂，是那个休斯顿中国西区中国教会呢，他们的理事会呢，感觉到了像这一部分。同胞传讲福音的迫切性。
It was just like the man from Macedonia in Acts 16 asked, "Come to Katy and help us."
就像那个《使徒行传》第十六章里面讲到的，在马其顿的呼声里面讲到的，请你们到凯蒂来帮助我们。
After much prayer, WCC Council answered God's calling.
经过很多的祷告之后呢，休斯顿西区教会呢，决定回应神的呼召。
The church council make a decision to create a KD ministry team and to plant a church in KD.
这个教会的理事会呢，决定成立凯蒂施工小组，并且决定呢到凯蒂来执堂。
The KD ministry team was given a mandate 3 years to build.And 6 years to plan by the church council.
当时这个教会理事会给这个施工小组的下的任务呢，就是3年来建造，6年要执堂。
During the Chinese New Year that year, the first small group was formed in the Highland Trail subdivision.
所以在2000年的中国春节的时候呢，这个在凯蒂呢，就第一个小组的聚会呢，在。Trailing Hill 这个小区呢就第一次举行。
By the third year, at the end of 2003, the number of small group grew to 16 and more than 200 people attended our small group regularly.
对，三年之后呢，我们的小组的数目呢从一个增加到16个，而且定期来参加小组聚会的人数呢增加到200多个。
And the next 3 years, the team concentrated on building the church leaders.
所以在接下来的三年呢，这个执堂的那个施工领导团队呢，是着重在这个组织学老师和教会领袖的建造。
In 2005, the church steering committee was formed.
所以在2005年的时候呢。教会的带动团队呢正式成立。
Praise the Lord that our God has guided us, worked with us, and lead us during these few years.
所以非常感谢神，在那三年当中呢，神是这样的带领我们、指引我们、跟我们同在。
God not only gave us a group of workers and co-leaders, but at the same time, the God called two pastors, Pastor Daniel Hsu.And Edmund Leung to our midst to join the pastoral team.
神不仅仅赐给我们有忠心的老师和同工，也呼召了两位牧师，就是苏牧师，还有跟着另外一个传道 Ed Leung 来加入我们的那个牧师团队。
God had put everything together, and we're ready to start the KD Church.
神为我们预备好一切，那时候我们就马上就要准备好，要正式来开始我们的新的教堂。
On December 3rd, 2006, we began our inaugural worship service at the Living Word Lutheran Church.
在2006年12月3月的时候3日的时候呢，我们的教会呢是在那个 Living Word 这个路德会呢举办我们第一个主日崇拜。
Today marks the 12th anniversary of the Katy Independent Christian Community Church.
那从今天从那天算起呢，直到今天呢，就整整是12年的时间。
In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses gave a series of farewell addresses to the Israelites before he handed over the leadership to Joshua.
在申命记里面呢，摩西在把以色列人托付给约书亚之前呢，这个申命记里面记载了摩西对以色列人最后的嘱咐。
Chapter 29 is the fourth address that Moses give to encourage the Israelites to be obedient to God's covenant.
所以在29章记载的就是摩西把第四次把以色列人召集在一起呢，要鼓励他们要谨守遵行神的约。
We want to look at the parallel between the Deuteronomy and us today.
所以今天对比当时的以色列人和我们今天的教会。
How we have experienced God's faithfulness as a church.
我们在过去的十二年怎么样经历过神的信实。
In verse 2 and 3, you just have read, we see that God has led Israelites through the wilderness during those years.
所以在第二节第三节里面我们可以看见在过去的四十年神是怎么样带领以色列人走过这个旷野。
God that led them out of bondage from Egypt and led them through the wilderness and ready to enter the promised land.
神带领他们走出埃及这个为奴之地过了旷野，现在呢正预备要进入神给他们的应许之地。
God opened up the Red Sea that they can experience the miracle of walking through dry land through the Red Sea.
神开了红海，让他们每一个人都经历在那个红海的地上走过去。
God led them with pillar of cloud and a fiery pillar at night to lead them through the wilderness.
神在白天用云柱，晚上用光柱来带领他们在旷野中行走。
The Israelites also experienced many trials during these years.
当然，以色列人在过去的在那段时间里面经过了很多的试验。
But the faithful God led them through. Faithful God provided them water when they were thirsty, for them manna when there was no food.
但是神在那个过去里，在那一段时间是这么来带领他们，在他们饥饿的时候，神是用玛拿来喂养他们；在他们饥饿的时候，是从石头里面找出泉水来供应他们。
Moses want to remind them that Israelites that they have seen firsthand how God's great signs and wonder, and they have experienced God's glory in their midst, and they have been blessed abundantly by the Lord God.In the heaven.
所以摩西在那里提醒他们，当初他们是怎么样亲眼看见在他们当中怎么样行了大事，也提醒他们因为神的恩典和带领，他们走出了这段困难的时间。
I was a church planting pastor for Katy Church, planting effort.
我是作为凯蒂教会的执堂牧师来带领我们的团队。
We too have experienced God's abundant grace, blessing, guidance, and faithfulness during this past 12 years.
我们在过去的十二年也同样经历到了神的恩典和神的信实和带领。
God's abundant provision is beyond the imagination and our expectation.
神丰富的供应真是超过我们的所求所想。
First, God's Holy Spirit moved the leadership of the Living Word Lutheran Church.
首先，那个神的圣灵是大大的感动了 Living Word 这个路德会他们的领袖。
After they heard our vision, they want to partner with us in our church planting effort.
当他们知道我们教会职堂的意向之后呢，他们是想办法来跟我们一起来同工。
They generally allow us to use their campus every Sunday afternoon without charge.
他们非常慷慨地把他们的场地在每一周的下午呢提供给我们用。
And they have assisted us in every way possible to help our young church grow.
在那段时间呢，他们用他们尽可能的方式帮助我们这个年轻的教会来成长。
God also provided a 6-acre site to build at the new Katy Church.
同样，神给我们提供了六英亩的地来为我们建堂。
The Lord moved the hearts of His children at WCC and at Katy to buy this piece of land.
所以神也大大的感动当时教会的弟兄姐妹，还有休斯顿西区教会的弟兄姐妹呢，慷慨的奉献为这个为买地这个事情呢，奉献。
The God grew this church miraculously in just 2 short years. KCC has become the independent church in both self-governing and in financially.
所以神呢，在那两年多的时间里面呢，是帮助这个教会是非常快的成长，所以让这个教会呢，不仅是在行政运行上，而且还在那个财政上呢，从那个母会呢能够独立出来。
8 years ago, God gave us this new facility as a meeting place so that our become a permanent church site.
所以8年前我们有了这个新的会堂。
This new ministry base allow us to do ministry more effectively in the Katy area, and we thank God for that.
有了这个固定的会堂，我们就可以在凯蒂这个地方呢更有效地开展我们的施工。我们为此向神献上感谢。
When we retrace God's provision and guidance, we once again experience His great love and guidance.
所以，当我们回顾我们这个简短的历史的时候，我们在过去12年走过的路程，我们真的是忍不住要向神献上感谢。
When we follow His guidance and walk in faith in the Holy Spirit, we can clearly see the wonderful work that God has done in our midst.
所以，只要我们顺服神，顺服圣灵的带领，我们就可以看见神在我们当中的作为。
And we have also experienced God's comfort during this few years as individual.
而且在过去的几年，我们作为每一个人也经历了神是怎么样的安慰我们。
Moses, in the next 3 verses, has told the Israelites how they have experienced God as individual.
摩西在接下来的3个经节呢，提醒以色列人他们作为个人是怎么样经历神的带领。
In verse 4, Moses reminded them that they don't know that what the Lord has done, nor what they have not seen, but God's signs and wonders really have not apart from them.
所以在摩西在第3、第4节提醒他们，他们是亲眼看见过神所在他们当中所行的奇事。
God told them in the 40 years, your clothes have not worn out on you, and you have sandals have not worn out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, nor you have drunk wine or strong drink, in order that you might know that I am God, I'm Lord your God.
在旷野的40年，你们身上的衣服没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿烂。你们没有吃饼，也没有喝清酒、浓酒，这就是要让你们知道耶和华是你们的神。
God's provision and protection has been with each one of the Israelites in the last 40 years.
在过去的40年，神的供应和保守跟以色列的每一个人都同在。
Can you imagine that your clothing that you have on you last 40 years?
你可不可以想象你穿了40年的衣服可以不烂？
Can you imagine your shoes were not worn out in 40 years?
你的鞋可以一直穿40年。
Have you imagined that you do not eat the bread, you do not drink wine for 40 years?
你可以想象你这40年可以不吃饼，可以不喝酒。
Because that's God's provision, that is God's protection.
这当中我们可以看出，这是神的供应和保守。
The clothes did not worn out, the shoes didn't worn out, the food did not run out because God has provided for them.
他们的衣服没有穿坏，鞋没有穿破，从来不缺食物。这就是神的保守和供应。
Special protection. That's all God's special protection.
这就是神特殊的保守。
That's the miracle that they have experienced personally each day of those 40 years.
这就是当时的每一个以色列人在他们生活当中都经历过的神的神迹。
When we count the blessing that God has bestowed on us as an individual.
所以当我们那个数算神的恩典的时候，我们看他对我们每个人是怎么样的带领。
We were not without trial. We were not without hardships.
这不是说我们不会有试验，不会有困难。
But God has guided us through, God has protected us, has comforted us.
但是尽管有试验、有困难，神是这样的带领我们和安慰我们。
Over 60 of our church members' families were damaged resulting from Harvey.
在去年的哈维飓风当中，我们教会有超过60个的家庭的房子呢被淹水。
They were forced to vacate their home. They suffered financial losses and they suffered inconvenience.
他们被迫离开他们的家，当中也遭受了很大的经济损失。
But as a church, the brothers and sisters stood up and they provided help to these families.
但是因为教会弟兄姐妹的帮助，为这些家庭所提供的帮助。
God once again showed His mercy and His protection.
同时，神将向这些家庭展示他的怜悯和恩典。
During last few years, many church members also experienced economic depression and during job losses.
在过去的五六年的时间里面，有很多的家庭也经历过很大的经济的困难和失业。
At one point, there were over 40 families suffered from unemployment.
有段时间呢，有超过40位的家庭呢都有失业。
Many of them now move away from Texas.
当中有些家庭呢，就是离开德州到其他地方去了。
Some changed the profession.
有些呢是改变了职业。
And some took several years to find new employment.
有些不得不要等待好几年之后才找到新的工作。
But as they look back, they have seen God's grace and God's protection, God's comfort be with them during their trials.
但是当他们回顾的时候，他们所看见的不是别的，单单是神的恩典、神的带领和神的安慰。
Some member families has lost their loved one due to illness.
因为生病的缘故，我们有些家庭经历了失去亲人的痛苦。
And some suffer broken marital relationship. Some have problems with their family members.
还有经历着因为家庭关系那个不和睦的伤害。
But God is with them each one of those incidents.
但尽管如此，不管处境怎么样，神都跟他们同在。
Whatever the trials were there, we look back at our Lord that He trusts that He will help us through and He will comfort us, He will be with us, He will help us to overcome.
不管我们的处境怎么样，只要我们相信神的帮助可以帮助我们，我们就可以度过难关。
When we look at verse 5, that Moses has said that Jehovah is the Lord is what Moses wanted the Israelites to know.
所以在第六节知道，神所行这些奇事神迹，是要让你们知道，耶和华是你的神。
When we go through all the trials, the Lord also wants us to know that He is God, He is guiding and leading us.
所以当我们经历这些困难的时候，神也要让我们知道他是我们的神，他在带领着我们。
And lastly, Moses wanted the Israelites to be obedient to the covenant.
最后摩西要提醒这些以色列人，他们要谨守遵循神的约。
And also tell us to be obedient to God's will and to His words.
同样也叫我们要谨守他对我们的旨意还有圣经的教导。
In verse 9, it says, So keep the word of this covenant and to do them, and that you may prosper in all things you do.
所以第九节这样说，所以你们要谨守遵行这约的话，好叫你们在一切所行的事上亨通。
The Israelites always know that God had made covenant with their ancestors.
以色列人一直都知道神跟他们的先祖立约。
In God made covenant with Abraham, made covenant with Isaac, made covenant with Jacob.
神跟亚伯拉罕立约，跟雅各立约，跟以撒立约，跟雅各立约。
Therefore, the Israelites look at God as the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
所以以色列人看神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
But Moses warned them to make covenant themselves with God.
但是神要给他们说的是，你们自己要跟神立约。
Warned them to make this God is the God of them, not God of their ancestors.
所以这个神不仅仅是他们先祖的神，更是他们自己的神。
Want them to make covenant obedience to God.
不仅仅跟神立约，同时要遵守神的约。
In verse 9 also tells us that we have to be truthful to God's words.
所以第九节也告诉我们，我们要持守神的话。
And we must keep the God's words in our hearts.
把它们放在我们的心里。
We must have an intimate relationship with our Lord God.
跟我们的主、我们的神有亲密的关系。
And we have to know His will in our lives.
我们更应该知道他对我们每一个人的旨意如何。
I'd like to make a personal testimony at this time.
我下面呢，我要做我个人的一个见证。
This is the path that I have trodden during the last 18 years.
这是在我过去18年所经历的。
And I have seen God's guidance and His protection during these years.
我亲眼看见神的带领和保守。
Ever since young age, I grew up in a church and trust Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
在我很小的时候，我就到教会，而且接受基督耶稣为我个人的救主。
And I served as a layman for many years at Houston Chinese Church and then the Katy Church and the Western Chinese and then Katy Church.
在休斯顿西区华人教会呢，在不同的岗位上服侍过，也到这个凯蒂中国教会服侍过。
Many times in the past, the Lord has called me for full-time vocational ministry.
神曾经多次呼召我做全职的侍奉。
And I was hesitate to answer His call.
但是我都犹犹豫豫，没有回应神的呼召。
Finally, in 1988, that I answered God's call to become a pastor.
最后，在1998年，我终于回应了神的呼召。
And I would take early retirement from my engineering profession and to go into seminary.
所以当时呢，我就从那个从工程师这个职位上退休下来呢，到达拉斯神学院进修。
In 1998, I entered the Houston Extension Campus of Dallas Theological Seminary.
所以当时呢，是到达拉斯的那个休斯顿校区呢进修。
I don't know what God has in store for me, but I want to be ready and to ready to serve God in whatever capacity.
当时我个人并不清楚具体神对我的呼召是什么，但是我的想法就是我要预备好。
In 1998, WCC's Evangelistic Department called a special meeting that one evening.
在1998年呢，休斯顿西区中国教会呢，召开了一个，他的财产部呢召开一个特别的会议。
At that meeting, I was told of the urgent need of the KD area with the mainland Chinese immigrants.
在那个会上呢，我们知道，因为这个凯蒂这个因为从国内来的移民人数的增加的问题呢，我们有在 凯蒂这个地方传福音的迫切需要。
The evangelistic department at the end decided to go ahead with the evangelistic effort in Katy.
所以当时呢，这个差传部呢就决定开展在凯蒂这个地区的差传施工。
And along with May Lee, that we both volunteer to join the Katy evangelistic work.
所以当时呢，我就自愿的参加了当时的施工小凯蒂施工小组。
In 1999, our company went through a series of staff reduction efforts.
在1999年的时候呢，我们公司经历过大规模的裁员。
The main reason is to encourage those older or 50 years and older employees to take early retirement.
当时的公司鼓励那个50岁以上的这些员工呢，提前退休。
The Lord told me this is an opportunity for me.To take full-time ministry.
所以神也借着这个机会呢，让我可以提前退休来到神学院进修。
And after one year of additional seminary training, and I was graduating from DTS.
经过一年的训练之后呢，我从达拉斯神学院毕业。
At that year, WCC hired me as the pastor.For the KD planting.
所以我毕业之后呢，休斯顿西区中国教会呢，就雇我作为凯蒂施工小组的牧师。
I don't know what they were thinking, but I really wasn't the one that fit for this post.
我当时不知道他们是怎么样做的决定，但是在我自己看来，我真的是不适合这个工作。
After all, my native tongue is Cantonese and not Mandarin.
首先，我的母语是广东话，不是普通话。
How can someone who speaks Mandarin poorly can pick up this post to minister to the mainland Chinese?
所以，一个讲普通话讲得这么糟糕的人，怎么能够带领在凯蒂施工教会的这个领导
？Secondly, I really say that I'm an ABC myself.
首先，我就是在美国出生长大的中国人。
And I have little or no knowledge of the Chinese culture.
对祖国的这个大陆的文化呢是一鳞半爪的了解。
And really, I live in Sugarland. I don't live in Katy, so it's a long distance for me to travel daily to minister to Katy people.
而且当时我是住在那个唐城，而不是在凯蒂。我。
No matter how I look at it, I wasn't the one.
So, God,
you have chosen the wrong person.
不管怎么样看，我都不是适合这个职位的人。
But at that time, a verse in the Bible serves in my mind.
在那个时候呢，圣经里有一句话呢，就显现在我脑海里面。
It was Philippians 4:13. It said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
那就是在腓立比书第四章十三节说，借着那加给我力量的，我万事都能。
Yes, if God is willing, He can do things through me.
确实如此，只要神愿意，他可以借着我做各样的事。
We have trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and God will do wonders in our life to accomplish His will.
我们相信圣灵的带领，相信神借着我们可以成就他自己的旨意。
From my hindsight, I know one thing for sure.
所以当我回顾的时候，我知道一件，确实的知道一件事情。
Since I answered God's calling for that full-time ministry, I was chosen for one purpose, is to plant a church in Katy.
所以现在我可以确定，当我决定回应神的做全职侍奉的呼召开始。神给我的任务就是到凯蒂来执堂。
For this 20 some years, God gave me only one assignment, is to lead the Katy planting effort.
所以在过去的20年，神给我一个任务，唯一的任务就是带领到凯蒂执堂。
God will continue to use and to do great things in the Katy church.God will continue to do great things in the Katy Church.
神在凯蒂中国教会要继续做他的大事。
He's still calling for his children to serve in Katy.
他还在呼召他的儿女在教这个凯蒂中国教会里面侍奉。
Actually, today there are many more of our unbeliever kinsmen in Katy than we did in 2000.
那实际上呢，今天在凯蒂，我们从中国大陆来的这些同胞呢，比当时2000年的时候呢，这些未信主的同胞呢更多。
They still urgently need to hear Jesus Christ's good news.
他们同样有这样的迫切来听到神的福音。
The Holy Spirit is calling for you to partner with Him in this effort in sharing the gospel with the kinsmen that we have.
所以今天圣灵就呼召你来跟他一起同工，在凯蒂这个地方来传扬神的福音。
Are you willing to answer God's call?
你今天愿意回应神的呼召吗？
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your challenge.
神，我们感谢你。
We know that there's still many, many of our kinsmen as well as other our neighbors who do not know Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们有还有很多同胞，还有我们的邻居不认识你。
Whether they're Chinese speaking or English speaking, they still need to know the good news.
不管他们说的语言是什么，他们都需要认识你。
We need to stand up as you call us to share the gospel with them.
所以当你呼召我们的时候，我们有这样的责任，有承担这样的责任来跟他们传讲福音。
As we look back how you have guided and used us in the past 12 years, we felt confident that you will continue to use us again in the future.
当我们回想在过去的12年你是怎么样的带领我们还有使用我们的时候，我们今天有同样的信心，你还要继续的使用我们来广传你的福音。
Let's learn from the Israelites, not only recall what you have done in our midst.
所以我们应该像回想以色列人的例子，我们不仅要回想你在当中曾经行过的大事，
But to make covenant obedience to do what you want in our lives in the future.
还更要持守你跟我们所立的约，遵行圣经。
Help us to answer your call and do your will in our lives, Lord.
帮助我们来回应你的呼召，来遵行你在我们给我们每一个人的旨意。
So as a church, as an individual, we will glorify you in everything that we do.
不管是我们作为教会还是我们每一个个人，我们都要荣耀你的名。
Let us all be obedient to your words and to share your good news with those around us.
让我们都来遵行你的话语，让我们每一个人都跟周遭的人来传讲你的好消息。
That we will glorify you in Katy and we glorify you in everything we do.
所以在凯蒂这个地方，我们能够荣耀你的名，在我们所行的所有的事上都荣耀你。
God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
以基督耶稣的名， Amen.